Today in our hot seat, we got Tom Bridges, founder and CEO at Caption Hub. Tom, good afternoon. Very nice to have you.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me with you today.
Okay, Tom, are you ready?
I'm ready. Yes, let's go.
Do this.
Welcome to C-Suite Hot Seat, the show where we put C-level executives from language service providers of all sizes in the hot seat. We will ask tough questions and get inspired answers. Our host today, Gabriel Karnaszewski, Chief Operating Officer at Joseph Kubowski, CEO at Nimsy Insights.
So Tom, in one sentence, tell us, what does your company do?
Caption Hub is an enterprise platform for captioning and subtitling. We connect enterprises and LSPs with their users, with other video platforms, with AI. And the key thing that we enable, or our main differentiator that we see, is that we allow people to do this at true scale. And so we make the process of enterprise subtitling much, much easier than it would otherwise be.
What's the first career you dreamed of having as a kid?
So when I was a child, I would always tell people, I guess age six or so, I was going to be an architect. And that didn't last for too long. And but at university, I guess, I was determined to be a film director. I was doing a science course, but I spent a lot of time making short films and directing plays in my spare time, and I was convinced I was going to be a film director. So in lots of respects, I am a failed film director.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, talk to us a little bit about when you're not working. How do you spend your time?
When I'm not working, I really enjoy cooking, especially barbecue. Okay. I play a lot of tennis. When I can, which isn't very often, sadly, but when I can, I love to scuba dive. And chainsawing as well is my last hobby, which is slightly more left field, but it's a recent hobby.
So is it the scuba diving where you need a thick neoprene to scuba dive?
No. I learned to dive in Plymouth in the south of England, where it's very, very, very cold. Uh-huh. And so I learned to dive with a full dry suit. I am a shameless warm water diver after having learned in cold water.
That's nice. I totally understand that. Okay. If you were given a chance to visit three different countries, which ones would you like to choose and why?
India, Japan, and I think Argentina as well. Purely because I've read a lot about them all, and I just think the potential for exploration is really significant with all of them, and you know, certainly the first two. Big cultural differences, which I think are really fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good pick. I would definitely follow you with those. talk to us a little bit about your experience and the best piece of advice you have ever been given.
Sure. So my parents always encouraged me to do something that I love, something that I'm interested in and sort of fascinated by. And that's something I've really sort of tried to put into practice. You know, for instance, I never thought I would end up running a tech company. You know, as you know, I thought I was going to be a famous film director. So, you know, from one to the other, right? But I really love it. And part of what I love about it is genuinely learning something new every day.
Thank you for sharing. We know you a little bit better. Now come the tough questions, though. so let's jump straight into it. What inspired you to start your company?
So we started Caption Hub back in 2016. My previous company was a motion graphics and visual effects boutique. And at that point in time, we had a very, very privileged insight into how one of the world's largest companies localized video. And it was a huge mess. if I'm being honest about it. There were spreadsheets flying backwards and forwards. There were, you know, video links. There was feedback coming in from, you know, all kinds of different stakeholders in all different kinds of directions, you know, from email to text message to carrier pigeon. You know, it was a big mess. And we needed two people working around the clock just to keep track of what document was the right document to have, you know, at any one point in time. There was, you know, two people full-time doing version tracking. And it was just massively inefficient. And the idea for Caption Hub, you know, seemed to me in retrospect to be just blindly obvious. And, you know, we backed ourselves to, you know, go ahead and create a prototype, and we ended up licensing the software to this company 9 months later. So in terms of what inspired me to start, I would guess it was that, you know, that sort of inefficiency and the fact that we knew we could help.
What was your first breakthrough, the moment that you realized that you had to do things differently in order to advance?
I guess a lot of the answer to that is wrapped up in my previous answer. You know, it just wasn't scalable, this process that we were going through. You know, you could throw people at it and you still wouldn't be much faster. And, you know, I think that's part of the power of you know, what software can do. You know, when deployed correctly, you can use it to unlock really huge savings and efficiencies. And I like to think that's what we do with Caption Hub.
What would you describe as the biggest challenge in your day-to-day work life?
As CEO of a small company, I wear lots of different hats. So wearing lots of different hats, you know, there are lots of different problems. It's difficult for me to single out one of them. It's probably keeping all of the plates spinning all at the same time.
What is your biggest success? Tell us a story.
I mean, the obvious answer is Caption Hub. You know, at the end of the day, Caption Hub is a product that helps people communicate. And it helps people communicate whether you're deaf or hard of hearing, or whether you don't speak the same language that we do. And that in of itself seems to me to be a really worthy mission. When I demo the product, I get to see the look of joy and delight in people's faces. And when our team do that, they get the same thing. And, you know, we've also built a team that is hugely talented. And I'm, you know, really, really proud of the team we've built. So in terms of success, lots of those different strands are, you know, different successes in their own way. But, you know, the company and the product that is Caption Hub is, I would argue, my biggest success.
Do you have a mentor? And who do you consider a mentor, either in life or in your professional career?
I don't have a formal mentor. It's something I've considered several times. I do have an old business partner of ours who is involved in the software business, who I have a chat with. We spend an hour once a month bouncing ideas off each other. And so, you know, and he's sort of been around the block in a business sense, and has, you know, managed to raise lots of money and, you know, burn through lots of money as well. And, you know, the Caption Hub model is very, very different from that. But I, you know, really value those sessions that I can have where, you know, I can just talk entirely frankly with someone else, you know, someone who's got an understanding of the kind of, you know, issues and problems you might encounter in a software business.
What was the most innovative thing you've ever done? And you may have touched on this a little bit, but even beyond recent successes.
The most innovative thing we've done, I mean, you know, difficult to single out a single thing. Caption Hub started off life as purely a subtitle localization workflow tool. But very early on, we were able to realize that we had software that's based in the cloud. And there are some very smart people, as we all know, doing amazing things in the cloud. And the hub part of Caption Hub is very deliberate as well. And so, so a lot of the innovation, you know, with Caption Hub is using AI in the service of you know, perfect subtitles effectively. And, you know, so we try not to be prescriptive about it, but we give people a choice of technologies that they can use to deliver their message faster, be that with speech recognition, be that with machine translation, be that with synthetic voice, or a whole other load of, you know, different technologies. And so in some ways that's not innovation because we're standing on the shoulders of giants here. But in lots of ways it is, because we're giving people access to a whole load of new technologies. We have done a lot of R&D ourselves. There's quite a lot of Caption Hub that's patent pending. I'm particularly excited about our new live subtitling module that's going to be released fairly soon. And that is, it's kind of like magic when you see it as well. So it's something that we're really excited about launching to the general market.
I'll pick on a strand of something you mentioned earlier, and that is the team you have assembled. How do you motivate your team?
That's a really good question. I like to think that our team are motivated, first of all, by a really good product and the pride you get from working on a really good product. I think that the fact that, you know, we're quite a small team, and so you know, individuals can make, you know, a very visible difference to, you know, either the product or the, you know, sales and marketing, or you know, the commercial side of things. Lastly, sort of being a fully remote organization, and being a small team, you know, there's a huge amount of trust in our company, I think, and people, I think, respond really well to that. Being, you know, given a being empowered to make their own decisions about, you know, how their work-life balance works, and, you know, just being empowered to do their best work.
Very good, thank you. Time for one last question. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to young entrepreneurs starting out their own business in this industry?
That's a really interesting question. So I'm a new arrival, or a fairly new arrival, to the language industry myself. So yeah, it's sort of difficult for me to sort of give advice, you know, about the language industry per se. So after leaving university, my first company was an architectural visualization, then moved into post-production motion graphics and visual effects. And, you know, now through a twist of fate, I've ended up in the language industry. So, what I can do is provide a more sort of general sort of, set of advice. I think the principles of business are fairly universal, really. And certainly as it pertains to myself, it's to find something that you know, you enjoy and you're interested in, and, you know, where you think you can make a difference. And then, you know, find that niche. You know, we were super lucky to have both that insight and a sort of a ready-made client, so to speak. And if you can have that, then, you know, that's the best of all possible worlds. But, you know, being able to find a niche where you can make a difference, and then obviously finding product market fit, that's the key thing. And then, you know, the rest of it's common sense, right?
Nice. Tom, thank you so much for joining us in the hot seat.
You're very welcome.
I didn't sweat too much. And if anyone else feels like letting off some steam and you are part of the C-suite at a company in the language service industry, sign up with us if you dare to sit in our hot seat.
And for the viewers, this was all, folks. Thank you for watching and look out for the next episode that will be published as a video on Multilingual TV and as a podcast on the NIMSY website. Tom, once more, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Real pleasure from my side.